Today's daf is Brachis daf Nun Beis, and we are at the beginning of the Gemara, about 8 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shleima to Shlomo ben Tzora Alisa. So at the very end of yesterday's daf, we went through the long Mishnah, the beginning of the 8th parak, which mentions several machloikeses between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Gemara is now going to go through each one of these machloikeses and discuss it in somewhat detail. So the first machloikes that the Mishnah mentioned was when somebody makes Kiddush, whether it's Shabbos or whether it's Yontif, you make 2 brachas. You make a Boir Pri Agafen, and then you make a bracha on the Yoyim, Mekadosh HaShabbos, Mekadosh Yisroel VeHazmanim. Which bracha are you supposed to make first? B'Sham HaYoyim, B'Sham HaSen in the Mishnah, Mevorech Al HaYoyim, V'Achakach Mevorech Al HaYayim. First you make Kiddush, first you make Mekadosh HaShabbos, and then you make a Boir Pri Agafen. Beis Hillel says no, in the reverse order, the way we do it. Mevorech Al HaYayim, first you make a Boir Pri Agafen, V'Achakach Mevorech Al HaYoyim, and afterwards you make a Mekadosh HaShabbos. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan Abraiso, Dvarim Shabbein Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel Besuda, Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai. Says Mevorech Al HaYoyim, V'Achakach Mevorech Al HaYayim. And here in the Braisa, Beis Shammai explains his reason. In fact, he gave 2 reasons why you should first be Mevorech Al HaYoyim, and then afterwards be Mevorech Al HaYayim. Number one, Shehayoyim Goyrin LeYayin Sheyovay. Why are you drinking wine right now? Because it's Shabbos. So what's the cause? The Shabbos is the cause. If that's the cause, then it makes sense that it should be the bracha that you say first. Additionally, V'kvar Kidesh HaYoyim V'adayin Yayin Loiba. A similar reason, but not the same reason, chronologically, what happens first? Shabbos happens first, and then afterwards you bring the wine to the table, says Rashi. It's done in that order. You don't bring the wine and then Shabbos comes. First it's Shabbos, and then the wine comes. So number one, Shabbos is the cause. Number two, Shabbos is ushered in before the wine is served. As a result, it makes sense that you should be Mevarech Al HaYoyim, and afterwards be Mevarech Al HaYoyim. Basil says, no. Mevarech Al HaYoyim, V'achakach Mevarech Al HaYoyim. And Basil also gave 2 reasons to defend his position. Why wine first? Number one, Shayayin Goyrim L'Kedusha Shateyomer. It's true, the only reason you're drinking wine is because it's Shabbos. But at the same time, you wouldn't be making Kiddush if you didn't have wine. Because if you don't have wine, you don't make Kiddush. So as a result, what you're doing right now, you're only doing because of the wine. Because if it was Shabbos and you didn't have wine, you wouldn't make Kiddush. So it comes out that although on some level, the Shabbos is the goyim of what you're doing, but on another level, the wine is the goyim of what you're doing. So Bisul says, I think that's a reason that the bracha, the wine, should come first. Avaracha, another reason, because birchas hayayin tedira, ubirchas hayoyim ain't a tedira. You make a boyer pri agafen more often than you make kiddush. And if that's the case, tadu v'she'enei tadu, tadu koydim, we know the klal, tadu v'she'enei tadu, tadu koydim. Regardless, Beis Shammai gave 2 reasons why you should first make the bracha on the yoyim, then make the bracha on the yayin. And Bisul gave 2 reasons why you should first make the bracha on the yayin, then make the bracha on the yoyim. Raisa concludes the halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. That you want to know who the halacha is? Is the halacha like Beis Shammai or is the halacha like Beis Hillel? Says the Braisa, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, 2 things. Number one, my davaracha. Why Beis Hillel have to give 2 reasons? Why couldn't Beis Hillel just give 1 reason? So the Gemara says very simple. Because Beis Shammai gave 2 reasons. So being that Beis Shammai gave 2 reasons, you would have thought that maybe Beis Shammai is right because it's 2 against 1. So that's why Beis Hillel said, I also have a second reason. What was Beis Hillel's second reason? Birchas hayayin tedira, ubirchas hayayim ainet tedira, and tadde v'sheinay tadde tadder koyd. The Braisa then said, "V'halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel." Of course, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. The nafka baskol. There was a baskol that said the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So once the baskol said the halacha is like Beis Hillel, of course the halacha is going to be like Beis Hillel. Now, what exactly is this baskol? So we're going to talk about it in great detail at the end of the daf. But just for pashup shot in the Gemara says, "An erev in your gimel amid beis." Amar Rab Abba, Amar Shmuel, Shalui Shanim Nechleku Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. For 3 years, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued. Halalu Oimrim Halacha K'maysenu. V'halalu Oimrim Halacha. Beis Shammai said that in all the hundreds of machloikesin that we have through Shas, we're right. Beis Hillel said in all the machloikesin in Shas, we're right. Yotza Basko v'Amra, a Basko came out and said, Elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim hein, v'halacha ke Beis Hillel. That Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are both right, and the halacha is like Beis Hillel. The Gemara, if it's Elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim, why then was the halacha like Beis Hillel? And the Gemara goes on to explain that it wasn't so much because they were better in learning, but it was more related to their midas. But the point is, what we need for this point in the Gemara is that there was a Basko that said the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So why does the Braisa have to be machria halacha ke Beis Hillel? Everyone knows the halacha is always like Beis Hillel, based on the Baskel, says the Gemara, 2 terutzim. Iba yisei makoidim Baskel. It could be this Braisa was taught before the Baskol. Meaning there's the before the Baskol and there's the after the Baskol. After the Baskol, you wouldn't need a Tana or an Amir to say Halacha Kedivri Beis Hillel, because the Halacha is always Kedivri Beis Hillel. But maybe this Braisa was taught before the Baskol. Before the Baskol, we didn't necessarily know the Halacha is like Beis Hillel. So who is the Halacha like? It depends. Maybe sometimes like Beis Shammai, sometimes like Beis Hillel. That's why the Braisa had to be Machriya, that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Iba Yisem, or you could say Lacha Baskel. Where the Brice is going, Lacha Baskel. For Rabbi Yeshua, he, and the Tana of this Brice is Rabbi Yeshua, the Omar Ein Mashkichim Bebaskel. Rabbi Yeshua Shita is Ein Mashkichim Bebaskel. The context of this is also a very important Gemara. A Gemara that involves a lot of drama. A Gemara that we've talked about so many times. A Gemara that Rashi quotes right here. Where Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim were arguing regarding a certain Tanur, as it relates to Hilchas Tuma V'Tayra, what's known as the Tanur Achnoi. And Rabbi Eliezer was able to get a Baskel to say that Rabbi Eliezer is right. And Rabbi Yeshua was there and he said, Ein Mashkichim Baskel. The point is, Rabbi Yeshua holds that we're not Geiris Baskel necessarily. If that's the case, as the Gemara, late Rabbi Yeshua, the fact that the Baskel said, Halacha Kedivri Beis Hillel has no bearing. Why? Because he holds Ein Mashkichim Baskel. So maybe this Braisa that had to Paskin Halacha Kedivri Beis Hillel and couldn't merely rely on the fact that there was a Baskel that already said that Halacha is always like Beis Hillel, is going according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds Ein Mashkichim Baskel. So again, we have a machlokes in Bisham and Beis Hillel in terms of the Seder of how you make Kiddush. Are you mevarich al ayoyim and then you mevarich on the yayin, or you mevarich on the yayin then you mevarich on the yayin? Bishamay gave two reasons, Beisul gave two reasons, and at the end the Gemara said Halachik Divrei Beisul. And the question was, why do you need a price at the pasuk Halachik Divrei Beisul? We always pasuk like Beisul, and for that the Gemara gave two terutz. And one terutz says maybe this Braisa was before the Baskel that said that Halacha is always like Beis Hillel, or maybe this Tana of the Braisa is Rabbi Yeshua, or someone who holds like Rabbi Yeshua, that Ein Mashkichim Baskel. If that's the case, it's not Muchach that Halacha is always going to be like Beis Hillel. That's why you need the Braisa to say Halacha Kedivri Beis Hillel. But the Gemara asks a kasha in the Shammai that's going to take us about two thirds of the way down this stop. Says the Gemara, Vesavri Beis Shammai, the Birchas Hayoyim Adifo. Does Beis Shammai hold that the Birchas Hayoyim is Adifa, meaning you're supposed to be Mevarach HaLayoyim and then be Mevarach HaLayayim? That's what Bishamai said in the Mishnah. That's what Bishamai said in the Braisa. Bishamai gave two reasons to support his position. But the Gemara says, Vatanya, how does it shtim with the following Braisa? Nichlas Beis Moitzoy Shabbos. If someone comes home on Matzah Shabbos, and Matzah Shabbos you don't make Kiddush, Matzah Shabbos you make Havdalah. So Mevarach HaLayayim, Va'al Hamar, Va'al Abesamim, Va'achakach Omer Havdalah. So the Braisa says, what's the order? So you're going to have to make a Bari Priya Gofen, you're going to have to make a Bari Ma'iri Ya'esh, you're going to make a Bari Mine Besamim, and then you're going to make the Brocha, Va'amavdov in Kodesh L'chol. You're going to make Havdalah. So when you make Kiddush, you make two brachas. When you make Havdalah, you make four brachas. It says the Braisa, what's the Seder? First, you make a Bari Priya Gofen, then you make a Bari Meir Yesh, then you make the bracha on the Besamim, and then you say Havdalah. Let's say this person only has one kois, and he's going to want to eat Malava Malka. And when he eats Malava Malka, he's going to want to wash. When he washes, he's going to have to bench. When he benches, he's going to need a koishal bracha. So now he has a predicament. Do I make Havdalah or do I save the kois for the koishal bracha? Says the Braisa b'Kiddush. Manicha la'achar amazon. What you should do is you should eat malava malka. Don't make Havdalah yet. Then use the koishal bracha for both the koishal bracha of Birchas Hamazon and for the koishal bracha of Havdalah. U'meshalshul ankulu nachayiv. And then the other three brachas that you're going to have to make, the Bayer Mariesh, the Bayer Minevisamim, and the Ikur Havdalah, you should do that afterwards. Regardless, the Gemara's kasha is that Lachur, the time of this Brais, is Beis Shammai. We'll see in a minute how the Gemara knew that. But we're assuming now that the time is Beis Shammai. And if it's Beis Shammai, you have a stira. Because what's the classic Havdalah, the ratio of the Brais? Anichlens lebeitza b'maitzoy Shabbos. Mavarech ala yayin v'ala mor v'ala v'salam v'achat b'yim Havdalah. Yayin is Birchas HaYayin, Havdalah is Birchas HaYoyim. So you see that yayin comes before the yoyim. How does it stem with Beis Shammai in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai in the Brais? What's the difference between Kiddush and Havdalah, says the Gemara, before we even try to distinguish between Kiddush and Havdalah, the whole premise of the question is based on the fact that this Raisa is Beis Shammai. Doesn't say anything about Beis Shammai. I know it's Beis Shammai. Diktani, because the Braisa says, Ma'ar v'achakach b'samim. In terms of the order of, do you make first the Bayer Mari Esh, or first the Bayer Minim b'samim? So it says, first you make the Brach on the Mar, then you make the Brach on the b'samim. Man Shammai, this Lehi Sfar, who holds you make the Bayer Mari Esh before you make the b'samim? Beis Shammai. The time you went to the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, like Nechlik Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Allah Mazim Shabbat Chilo. There was never a Machlobis in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding someone that's using the Koishal Avdalah
to also be the koishal bracha of a brichas hamazon, whether the brichas hamazon should be first. Everybody agrees the brichas hamazon is first. Vala avdolah should be soif, and everybody agrees that the bracha of the avdolah is at the end. I'm not nechlik. What then was the machlokes b'sham and b'sil? Alamar v'alav b'samim regarding the order of the boyer moiri aish and the boyer mina b'samim. Should b'sham moiri and b'sham holds more v'achikach b'samim. First you make the boyer moiri aish and then you make the bracha on the b'samim. U'b'sil and b'sil says just the opposite. B'samim v'achikach more. First you make the bracha on the b'samim, then you make the bracha on the mar. Now what did the brayis say? You mevarich ala ma'ar, and then you mevarich on the besamim. Whose shita is that? It's shita's beshamai. See, you see clearly the brayis is beshamai. And it says, first you make a bracha on the yayin, then you make a bracha on the yoyim, then you make the havdalah. So l'chur you have a stira. Because as it relates to Kiddush, you have a mishnah brayis where beshamai says, you mevarich ala yoyim, and then you mevarich on the yayin. You have two reasons for it. And here you have a brayis, so that's for sure beshamai. How do I know it's beshamai? Because it says first ma'ar, and then besamim, which is shita's beshamai. And it says first yayin, and then havdalah. But the Gemara says, it's still not muchach that the tan of that brisa is beishamai. Because we might be beishamai he valibed the Rabbi Yehuda. How do you know the tan of that brisa is beishamai? According to Rabbi Yehuda, who said what we just mentioned, and that is that there was machloikis between beishamai and beisilol, whether ma'ar first or besamai first, or whether besamai first and ma'ar first. And it's only according to beishamai Rabbi Yehuda said that first you make the boyer ma'ariyish, and then you make the boyer mina besamai. But according to Beisilol, it's in the reverse order. Says the Gemara, Dilma Beisilol. Maybe the time is really Beisilol. Valiba de Rab Meir, not Aliba de Rab Yehuda, but rather Aliba de Rab Meir. Now, who's this Rab Meir? So the Gemara is going to mention Shitas Rab Meir explicitly on Amud Beis. But for now, if you refer back to the Mishnah and Stam Mishnah is Rab Meir, you already see Shitas Rab Meir because the Mishnah had said when it mentioned all the different machloikness between Beisham and Beisilol, Beisham Ayoyim Rem Ner Umazoin Besamim Vahavdala. So there's machlokes over there when you're using the koshal brach of a brachas hamazon as the koshal brach of a havdalah, what the order is. But everybody agreed it's ner before the besamim, right? Bishamai said ner, mazon, besamim, havdalah. Bishamai said ner, besamim. All you need is that the ner is before the besamim, both according to Bishamai, both according to Bishil. Now, it's not what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said, loy nechluku Bishamai Bishil Ella on this point. Mar and besamim, which one comes first? That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Very nice. But in the Mishnah, you see there's a different shita. Who is it? It's the Stam Mishnah Rameir, which the Gemara is going to say before is, we're going to brisa on the days, that it's Rameir. But the point is, it's from the fact that you have a brisa that says, first ma'ar, and then besamim, it's not muchach, the tan of that brisa is beshamai. If you knew the tan of the brisa was Rabbi Yehuda, then it would have to be beshamai. Because in Rabbi Yehuda's world, only beshamai holds first ner and then besamim. But maybe it's not Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's Rameyer. And in Rameyer's world, Beishamai and Beisilo both hold Ner first. That Ner comes before that. The point that the Gemara is saying is that so how then do you know that the Mishnah, or the Braisa, is Beishamai, and as a result, you're asking a steer in Beishamai. Maybe it's Beisilo, Alibi de Rameyer, but the Gemara says, like, so could I, the can't be, the Ketani Hacha, because it said, in our Mishnah, Beishamai Yoim Rim Neru Mazoin, Besamim Vahavdala. Ubeisul, I mean Beisul said, Neru Besamim, Mazoin Vahavdala. Vahasim Bebraisa Ktani, and in the Braisa it said, Im Ein Loi Elo Kois Echad, Manichal Achra Mazoin. If all you have is one Kois, you leave it until after the Mazoin, Umashashon Kulam Lachairav. Now, that Braisa for sure can't be Rameir, because again, we said Rameir, we'll see a little bit better in the Gemara Amud Beis. But for now, our Mishnah is Rameir. That's what we're assuming, because it's a Stam Mishnah, which is Rameir. The Stam Mishnah Rameir that mentions a machloikis between Beisham and Beisil, and in both cases, Beisham and Beisil both agree that first Ner and then Besamim, but Beisham and Beisil don't stim with what the Braisa said. Because the Braisa said that when you have a Kois Echad, which is not Shitas Beishamai in the Mishnah, and it's not Shitas Beisul in the Mishnah. So for sure, this Braisa can't be Rab Meir. Must be the Braisa is Rab Yehuda. If it's Rab Yehuda, it must be that it's Beishamai. If that's the case, we have a stira. Shema, you know the Beishamai, Valibid Rab Yehuda. Point is, and we call Makan Kasha. So after everything that the Gemara just did, all the Gemara was trying to determine was one thing, that this braisa that says Hanichnas lebeisoy b'maytzoy Shabbos mevarich al hayayin v'alamor v'alavasomim v'achakachoyim rehavdala must be shitas beishamai, because the time of that braisa
is Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Meir. How do we know that? From the Seifa of the Braisa. But the point is, the Tana of that Braisa is for sure Rabbi Yehuda. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, it's Aliba de Beishamai. If it's Aliba de Beishamai, we have a Kasha. Because Beishamai said in the Mishnah and in the Braisa that when you make Kiddush, you Mevarech al Hayoyim and then you Mevarech al Hayayin. And in the Braisa, he said just the opposite. You Mevarech al Hayayin. Na'achakach Yoimer Avdolah. So says the Gemara, Mikomokim Kasha, Zok the Gemara, Kasabri Beishamai, Shani, Yuli Yoim, Mafuka Yoim. You have to say there's a chilik in Beishamai's world between Kiddush and Havdalah. Yuli Yoim is Kiddush, that's when you're bringing in Shabbos, and Havdalah is Afuke Yoim. Yuli Yoim, Kamad Makdinale, Adif. As soon as you want to be Makdim, it's Beishamai felt that first make Kiddush and then afterwards make the bracha on the Yain. Why? You want to make Kiddush, you're so excited, it's Friday night, you're going to make a bracha on wine? No, you make a bracha on the Kaddish HaShabbos. But when it comes to Havdalah, just the opposite. As opposed to a Yuli Yoima, Kamed Magdili Yodif, Hafuke Yoima, Kamed Machrina Yodif, Kechet Le Havilon Kamasai. You want to push off the Avdol as long as possible. So you want to make Kiddush as early as possible, and you want to push off the Avdol as long as possible. So you're right, it is a stereo. Here Beis Shammai says, Yimvarech Al Yoyim, Yimvarech Al Yayim. Here Beis Shammai says, Yimvarech Al Yayim, Yimvarech Al Yoyim. What's the teretz? The teretz is one is talking about Kiddush, and the other one is talking about Avdolah. By Kiddush, first the Yoyim, then the Yayin. When it comes to Avdolah, first it's the Yayin, then it's the Yoyim. Says the Gemara, parenthetically, Vesavri Beishamai, Birchas Hamazoin to Unakois. Does Beishamai even hold that Birchas Hamazoin is to Unakois? So where did we see that Beishamai holds Birchas Hamazoin is to Unakois? From the Seifa of the Braisa that we brought. Because the Braisa said that mainly Ela Kois Echad. Let's say somebody only has one Kois. So you want to make Avdolah, you have one Kois. You're going to make Malava Malka, you're going to need a Koishal Bracha. So he says a big Kiddush. Eat a Sudas Malava. You're not allowed to eat anything before you make Avdol. Here you eat a whole Sudas Malava Malka. Why? Because you only have one Kais. You need the Kaisha Bracha. No, Beishamai clearly holds something called Kaisha Bracha. We saw the Gemara. Asara Dvarim Nemru B'Kaisha Bracha. But the Gemara says, does Beishamai hold Kaisha Bracha? So if you remember the Mishnah, in the Mishnah, one of the many machloikeses between Beishamai and Beisil was with regards to Vatna and Bolham Yai Lach Ramazai. What happens if you ate the meal? And at the end of the meal, they brought out a glass of wine. So in the olden days, they used to drink wine after the meal, before benching. Let's say this is the only cup you have. Don't worry about it. You don't have to save this cup of wine for the Kaisha Bracha. You can drink the wine right now. Bissel says, no, what do you mean? You're going to have to bench soon. You're going to need it for the Kaisha Bracha. What do you see from here? That clearly Beishamai holds that you don't need a Kaisha Bracha at all. If Beishamai says that the little bit of wine that you would like to have at the end of the meal, because that was the custom, is doicha, the Kaisha Bracha Brichas Hamazon must be doesn't hold of Kaisha Bracha Brichas Hamazon. And here you're telling me that Kaisha Bracha Brichas Hamazon is so important that you're allowed to eat the Malava Malka before Havdalah. Right? It's a mission to Yitzchus. You're eating the Malava Malka before Havdalah because you want to save the Kaisha Bracha. The two halachas don't stem. Now says the Gemara, the truth is that in the Mishnah, when Beishamai said that if they bring wine, Achar HaMazayin, in Encham Elo Oisei Kois, Mevarech HaLayayin, he never said you could drink the wine. What did he say? He just said Mevarech HaLayayin. So the Gemara says, not my lav, even though it's not Mefurish, but Mevarech Ilavei V'shasilei. Probably meant to say that you can make the brach on the wine and you can drink the wine. But the Gemara says, Loi, the Mevarech Ilavei Umanachle. What he meant to say was, you make the brach and you don't drink it. Beishamai says, make the brach on the wine, but don't drink it. You can't make a brach and not drink. V'amamar HaMevarech Sarshit. If you make a brach, you have to taste. So the Gemara says, the time where he meant taste it. V'amamar, once you taste it, you're going to have a problem. Because Tamay Pogmai. Right? Once you drink from a cup, you're not allowed to use it for Kiddush anymore. You pogim the cup. So the Gemara says, the time where be yode. You're not going to sip from it directly from the cup. You're going to pour a little bit out. V'amamar, Kosher Brachat Sarach Shir. Don't you have to have a shir? So if you're going to drink from it a little bit, even if you're going to pour it out, you're not going to be pogim it. You're going to be missing the shir. So hey, you're going to have the shir later when you need it for the Kosher Bracha. V'akopachas le Mishiure. So the Gemara says, the Navish le'tvei Mishiure. It's talking about when you had more than the shir. Gemara says, not mashman that way from the Mishnah. Because what did the Mishnah say? V'incham elo oisei kais katane. Sound like this is the only cup you had. So this is the only cup you had. It sounds like you didn't have more than the shir. The Gemara says, no, it's the only cup you had, meaning trei lo yahave. You didn't have two full shiurim. But umicha nafish, you had a little more than one, and that's why it was able to work. But the Gemara says, I hear. So in the Mishnah, somehow you can be madchik, doichik after doichik after doichik, and you can tell me that what the Mishnah means when Beishamai says, mevorech alayayin, and don't worry about the kosher bracha, he didn't mean drink the cup. He just meant, if you want to sip it, you can sip it. But vatani rabchiyo, Beishamai yoimer, here it's a brisa, mevorech alayayin, vishoyseyu, v'achakach mevorech b'chaz ha-mazon. Again, this is the same case where you had one kois, and you have the yayin shalach or ha-mazon, which is usual and customary. That's just etiquette. And then you have the kosher bracha. Beishamai says, don't worry about the kosher bracha. Obviously, he doesn't hold the kosher bracha. So if he doesn't hold the kosher bracha because he holds this dinner etiquette is doicha, the kosher bracha, then lochura kal vachomer,
the Havdalah, eating Malava Malka before Havdalah shouldn't make sense just because of Kaisal Bracha.
So the Gemara says, you have to say, you have no choice, Ella, Trey Tanoi, Valiba de Beishamai, it must be there were two Tanoim, Valiba de Beishamai. Either way, so this first Gemara, Bracha Staf Nun Beis Amin Aleph, is a little bit of Cheshbin. It's a little complicated, but it's not the hard part of the daf. The hard part of the daf is the next part of the Gemara. So the next part of the Gemara is really where Brachas meets Tahiris. So just a little bit of an introduction. Tahiris 101. So we know that there's different sources of Tumah. So for example, a Mesis Tameh. There are certain Shratzim, there's Shmoina Shratzim that are Metameh. A Nevelas Tameh, a Nidas Tameh, a Zav, a Zava, Mitzayra. There's different sources of Tumah. Not all Tumah was created equally. And that's why Hilchas Tumah V'Tahira is very complicated. Because each Tumah has its own complex Shulchan Aruch in terms of understanding exactly how they convey Tumah and what the laws of the Tumah are. One thing is clear, that if Tumah comes in contact with something else, the Tumah transfers over. Although the Tumah transfers over, this is important, the Tumah gets diluted a little bit. So the Tumah will transfer, but it will be somewhat diluted. There are a few exceptions to the rule, but in almost every single case, when Tumah is conveyed, meaning if something Tahr comes in contact with something Tameh, the Dover Tahr will now become Tameh. However, the Tumah will be somewhat diluted. A source of Tumah was referred to by Chazal as an Ava Tumah. So just like a father, he's the patriarch of the Mishpacha. So the source of the Tumah is referred to as an Ava Tumah. If an Ava Tumah comes in contact with something, makes it into a Rishon L'Tumah. If a Rishon L'Tumah comes into contact with something, it makes it into a Sheni L'Tumah. Sheni can make a Shlishi. A Shlishi can make a Revi, and Ad Kan Omer B'Shabbos HaGadol. That's the way it works. Av makes Rishon, Rishon makes Sheni, Sheni makes Shlishi, Shlishi makes Revi. What do you have to have names for? Why can't you just say it becomes Tumah? Because different levels of Tumah. Because when the Av touches something, although that thing became Tumah, but it's not the same level of Tumah qualitatively. It only is a Rishon L'Tumah. When the Rishon touched something, that thing didn't become the same level of Tumah. It's only a Sheni L'Tumah. So really, the number, the mispar of the Tumah is indicative of the level of Tumah. So a Revi L'Tumah is a much more diluted form of Tumah than is a Shlishi, which is more diluted than a Sheni, which is more diluted than a Rishon, which is more diluted than a Nava Tumah. There's also something called an Avi Avaisa Tumah, which is a Mace. But again, we don't have to go through all the different halachas that we need. Just keep it simple in terms of, I mean, it's not simple, but in terms of what we need for today's daf. So these are the basic halachas. Another thing is that depending on the level of Tumah, that determines what you can be Metama. So an Ava Tumah can be Metama anything. If an Ava Tumah comes in contact with a person, with a Keli, Oichlin, Mashkin, it's going to be Tumah. When something comes in contact with an Ava Tumah, we said it becomes a Rishon L'Tumah. A Rishon L'Tumah could also be Metama. A Rishon L'Tumah, however, is limited. It's a lesser Tumah. It's a diluted Tumah. It can't be Metama the same way an Ava Tumah can be Metama. What can it be Metama? Oichlin Umashkin. If Oichlin Umashkin come in contact with a Rishon L'Tumah, it will now become a Sheni L'Tumah. A Sheni L'Tumah is even more diluted. A Sheni L'Tumah could also only be Metama Oichlin Umashkin. If a Rishon L'Tumah could only be Metama Oichlin Umashkin, Kalv Chaimer, a Sheni L'Tumah could only be Metama Oichlin Umashkin. But there's another limitation to a Sheni L'Tumah, and that is it could only be Metama Truma and Kachim. It doesn't have the ability to be Metama Chulin. So if somebody tells you this is a Shlishi L'Tumah and it's Chulin, he's a liar. It's not true. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as a Shlishi L'Tumah that's Chulin. The lowest level of Tumah that Chulin can attain is Sheni L'Tumah. Sheni could be Metama, it can make Shlishi, but only Truma and Kachim. Shlishi could be Metama, only Kachim. What about Chulin Shanasu al Tairis HaKodesh, Chulin Shanasu al Tairis HaTruma? That's a Sugi Masechtas Chulin. Those are big, hard Sugis. But the point is that this is the basic halacha of exactly how Tumah V'Tairah go. There are two exceptions to the rules of Tumah V'Tairah that we need for today's daf. The first is the Chiddush of Tumas Yodayim. So what's Tumas Yodayim? So there's a concept that a person's hands can become Tameh. What do you mean your hands are Tameh? Your hands are Tameh as opposed to the rest of your goof? Yeah. Really, in the world of Tumah, that doesn't make any sense because either you're Tameh or you're not Tameh. But the Chomim Mechadish, something called Tumas Yodayim. Not only that. The Chomim said that if a person comes in contact with a Rishon L'Tumah, not always, but if a person comes in contact with a Rishon L'Tumah, his hands will become Tameh and there'll be a Sheni L'Tumah, which is really a Chiddush al Gabi Chiddush, because a Rishon L'Tumah is really only supposed to be Metama Eichel HaMashkeh. So how did it just be Metama a person? Number one. Number two, it's only Metama my hands as opposed to my nose? What's the pshad in that? It's a Chiddush. It's called Tumas Yodayim. Not only that, even a bigger Chiddush. Chomim said, Stam Yodayim are Becheskas that are Sheni L'Tumah.
This is the reason why we wash, or one of the reasons that we wash before we eat bread. Why do you wash before you eat bread? Because once upon a time, there were kehanim that used to eat truma betahira. Truma, if it comes in contact with a sheni latoma, would become a shlishi latoma. So if a person is going to sit down, he's going to eat bread, his hands might be a sheni latoma. If his hands are a sheni latoma, he's going to touch his truma, he's going to make it into a shlishi latoma. It's going to be tame. The kohen's going to eat truma tmeya. That's from the worst things a kohen could do. That's a big problem. So as a result, the chachamim said that the kohen should wash his hands. Oh, the kohen should wash his hands, the Yisrael should wash his hands. Like this, you'll never run into these issues. So really, it's like a gzeirah ben ben oishol gzeirah, but this is the halacha, and that's why everybody knows. You wash your hands until you make a bracha even before you eat bread. It's based on the kohanim, and it's based on the fact that hands are shady latuma. They have an ability to make something into a shlish latuma. Another thing that we need for this morning's daf is the concept of tumas mashkin. And that is, the chumim said that mashkin that comes in contact with an avatoma, a rishon latoma, or even a sheni latoma becomes tame. Now it doesn't become tame; it gets a din of a rishon latoma. And this is also a chiddush al gabe chiddush. Why? Because if mashkin comes in contact with a sheni latoma, let's speak of the biggest chiddush. Unless the mashkin is truma and kachem, it shouldn't be tame at all, because sheni latoma only has the ability to be metama echlon mashkin. This is true, but only if it's truma and kachim, not if it's chulin. Tumas mashkin is true even for chulin. So you have a sheni latoma that comes in contact with mashkin of chulin, it's going to be tame. Not just that, it's going to become a rishon latoma. How did that happen? What was metama it? The sheni latoma. So if a sheni latoma touches something, the tumah is supposed to be diluted. Here, just the opposite. Somehow it's being strengthened. How does that happen? So this is a chiddush. It's the chiddush of Tumas Mashkin. So Tumas Mashkin is Tomei. Not only could it be Tomei, it could be Tomei even if it comes in contact with a Sheni Latoma, even if it's Chulin. And not just that, this tremendous chiddush that if Mashkin comes in contact with a Sheni Latoma, it doesn't become a Shlishi Latoma. It doesn't even become a Sheni Latoma. It actually somehow gets strengthened. It becomes a Rish Latoma. Kamuvin, this is a Dinder Rabbanon. It's not a Dinder Reis. In fact, both of these Chidushin that we just spoke out, the exceptions to the ordinary rules of Tumah V'Tahira, both Tumas Yadayim, that there is Sheni L'Tumah, and this whole idea of Tumas Mashkin, these are Dine D'Rabbanon. Regardless, on that note, and with that backdrop, the Gemara is now going to go into explaining two of the machloikeses that we had between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The truth is, when you read the Mishnah, it's not automatically clear that the machlokes of Shammai Beis Hillel had anything to do with Tumah V'Tahira, but as we're going to see, it goes into the real, real crux of halachas of Tumah V'Tahira. Okay, so the Mishnah said as follows: Beis Shammai Yoimrim. I'm reading from the third line of the Mishnah. Noitnul Yodayin V'Achak Hamoizgin Es Hakoyis. Again, we're talking about someone who's drinking a glass of wine before he's going to eat bread. So the question is: when should he wash his hands? Should he wash his hands before he drinks the glass of wine, and then just eat the bread? Well, no, drink the glass of wine and do what you would think you do. And then when it comes down to wash, eat the bread, then you're going to wash the bread. So believe it or not, it was machlekes in the Mishnah. Beis Shammai said, noitnu l'yodayim, first you should wash your hands. Va'achar kach moizgin es hakoyis. Beis Hillel said, no, moizgin es hakoyis, take care of the kois, drink your wine. And then va'achar kach noitnu l'yodayim, then afterwards you should wash it. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Beis Shammai says, noitnu l'yodayim, va'achar kach moizgin es hakoyis. Why? Shema to'im moizgin es hakoyis t'chilo. Because Beis Shammai said that if you're going to first pour the cup, meaning before you wash your hands, gzeira were concerned, shema yitamu mashkin she'achere hakoyis machmas yodov. Your hands, which are in a presumed state of sheni l'toma, stam yadayim, we just said are a sheni l'toma, that's why you're going to wash your hands before you eat bread. So we're concerned that your hands, which are tame, may now be mitama the kois. Now, how are your hands that are a sheni l'toma going to be mitama the kois? How's that even possible? A sheni latoma could be metama, but only oichlanu mashkin, and only if it's truma or kachim. How's this going to happen? You know what's going to happen? We're concerned that the glass of wine might be a little wet. How would it be wet? There's a little wine on the other side of the glass. Your hands that are sheni latoma are going to touch the wine. The wine is mashkin. If a sheni touches mashkin, it becomes a rishon. Oh, a rishon latoma could now go ahead and be metamo. So we're concerned, shemi yitamu mashkin sha'achori akoyis machmas yodov v'yachzru v'yitamas akoyis. And by the way, you see another chiddush here, that mashkin, which is a rishonal tomo, will be able to be metamo the kois. So the point is, you're concerned that you're going to be metamo the kois. So it's for that reason, Beis Shammai says that you better make sure your hands are clean before you drink the glass of wine. Because if your hands are not clean yet, meaning they're not tahar, you didn't do netilas yadayim yet, then they're a sheni l'tomo. They may come in contact with wine that's on the cup, Make the wine a rishon. The rishon will be a metamed cup. You're drinking wine from a tamed glass. That's a big problem, as we'll see in a minute. Now, afraid the Gemara, if this is what you're worried about, is v'latami yadayim l'kois. I understand. Beishama, you're worried that the hand, your hands are going to be metamed the kois. I hear it's a nice chashash. So why do you have to make it so complicated? Your hands might touch mashkin, which will touch the kois. If you're worried about being metamed the kois, so just be concerned about your hands being metamed the kois. V'latami yadayim l'kois. Why didn't Beishama say simply that the reason you have to wash your hands is because we're concerned your hands will touch the kais? The Gemara says, no, because you're dying shnei same, because the hands are really a shame. They ain't shnei yoyse shlishi b'chulin. And a shnei has no ability to be metama of the kais. Elai de mashkin. Why is mashkin different? Because by mashkin it makes it into a rishon. Once it's a rishon, then it has an ability to be metama of the kais. That was Bisham Ashit. Besolo says, no, I hold just the opposite. Moizgenes ha-kais, vachagat b'kli, and first you should pour the kais, and then afterwards you should wash your hands. You dafka shouldn't wash your hands until afterwards. Why? Besolo said, I also have a tahiris reason. Shemata, I mean, because if you're going to tell me you should wash your hands first, I'm afraid that the cup that you might be using is already tame. So Beishama is worried that you shouldn't be metame the kois. You have to hold cup. Beis Hillel is worried that the cup that you're using... Thank you, Morty. That was not pun intended. And Beis Hillel says that the cup that you're using might already be tame. So maybe metame your hands. So in the event that you wash your hands first, the cup might be metame your hands. How so? Because shemi yitame mashkin shebi yadayim machzor, your hands are wet. Right? Maybe you didn't wipe your hands well. So if you didn't wipe your hands well, the cup might be tame. The cup will be metame the mashkin that's on your hand. And then the mashkin's going to go ahead and be metame you, v'yachzor metame es yadayim. So what do you gain by washing your hands? You gain nothing by netilas yadayim, because you went ahead, you wash your hands like this, you'll be able to eat everything with tahira. In the meantime, you picked up a glass that was tame, and the glass that was tame ended up being metame you. So Bezul says just the opposite. You have to make sure that you don't do netilas yadayim then, because we also schar have said again, they're having to wash your hands anyways. But the Gemara says, one time, v'yatame es yadayim, v'netame kois liyadayim. Why wasn't Beis Hillel, again, same kasha we asked in Beis Shammai. Why are we complicating it? If you're worried that the kois is going to be metame your hands, so just say the kois might be metame your hands. Why do you need the kois to touch your water on your hands? Because they're not dry, because you didn't dry it properly. Say simple, the kois will touch your hands. Why is it simple? Because they ain't clean. Metame Adam. Kaylee doesn't have the ability to be metame Adam. I understand. Beis Hillel seems to hold, and again, this will all make sense on Amud Beis, I hope. But for now, Beis Hillel seems to hold that it's okay to drink wine from a glass that's tame. Because if it's not okay to drink wine from a glass of tame, what's this whole Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel says, what do you mean? You're going to take the cup. The cup might be tame. It's going to be tame your hands. The teretz is that you're allowed to use, you're allowed to use such a cup. So the Gemara's kash is, why are you allowed to use such a cup? The Chura, why aren't you worried that the cup is going to be tame the mashkin? The Gemara says, hacha beklish and nitmo achayrav the mashkin askinon. We're talking about a keli where it became tame. The back of it did, al yedei mashkin, the toichai tarn. There's a special halacha that type of keli, although it's tamei, but toichai is tarn. How do we know that? The gabe tamei. It's learned out from a mishnah in the 25th perek of Masechtas Kelim, the Tanan, keli shenit machayrav, the mashkin, the keli that became tamei, the back of it became tamei. How so? Because it came in contact with mashkin tamei. The halacha is achayrav tamei. The back of it is tamei. Toichai va'ogne va'ozne v'yad of tarn. But the handles, the inside, the rim, all of that is tarn. Nit matoichai, the inside became tamei, netame kuloi, then all of it becomes tamei. Says the word, but Michael believes. So what's the machlokes over here? Okay, we have a machlokes of Mishnah Beis Hillel. You're going to drink a glass of wine, then you're going to eat bread. You also have to wash netilas yadayim. You always wash netilas yadayim before you eat bread. So when exactly should you wash netilas yadayim? The Shammai says you should wash netilas yadayim before you drink the glass of wine. Beis Hillel says you should dafka wash netilas yadayim after you drink the glass of wine. Says the Gemara, they were both coming from a tahiris angle. What was the Shaila? Beis Shammai said that I'm afraid that if you're going to not wash your hands before you drink your wine, you may end up being metama, the glass of wine that you're drinking the wine from. I have a big issue with that, says Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel came from literally the opposite angle, 180. He said, no, I hold faked. I'm worried that if you're going to wash your hands first and then drink the wine and not wash your hands again before you eat the bread, this glass of wine while you're drinking it may be metama your hand. So Beis Shammai is worried about you being metama the glass, and Beis Hillel is worried about the glass being metama you. Coming from that hashkafa, Beis Shammai says, I don't want to be metama the glass. Bezalel says, I don't want the guy to speak Mitame you. Bishamay said, Hishita. The Gemara worked it out. And Bezalel said, Hishita. So it says, what's the machloikis? You know what the machloikis is? It's very, very simple. Bishamay, Sabri, also Lishnamish, Beklish, and Nitmachir of the Mashkin. Bishamay, obviously, you're not allowed to use a Keli that's Tame. So if you're not allowed to use a Keli that's Tame, meaning even if only the back of it is Tame and the inside is Tar, you're not allowed to use such a Keli. Why? Because he was afraid that if you could use a keli that's tummy, a little bit of wine or a little bit of whatever you're drinking in that keli may end up touching the back of the keli. It'll become tummy, and if it becomes tummy, you're going to be eating or drinking something that's tummy. That's a problem. If that's the case, for like a mixer, there's no chashash that of Beis Hillel that the cup might be metamayu, because the Beis Hillel's rule, you're not allowed to use a cup that's tummy. What is the issue? You may be metamayu the cup. That's the problem. Whereas Beis Hillel Savri Mutal Lishnamish Beklish Nitma Achayir B'Mashkin, Beis Hillel, you're allowed to use such a keli. Amri they hold Nitzaitis Lishchichi. Just because the back of the cup is tameh doesn't necessarily mean you have to be concerned that Nitzaitis are going to pop out of the cup, go to the back of it, and suddenly get you into trouble because it will come in contact with the back of the cup. You'll be drinking something that's tameh. Vekul Meichush. If that's the case, you have to be concerned. Shem Yitamu Mashkin Shibidai. Machvas Akoyis. So Beis Hillel's chash is a real chash. In other words, Beis Shammai held also Lishnamish. This is the punchline. Beklish Nitma Achayir B'Mashkin. Whereas Beis Hillel held Mutal Lishnamish Beklish Nitma. Beis Shammai held you're not allowed to use a cup where the back of the cup is tummy, the inside of the cup is tar. How's that even possible? The Gemara just said that's a kli that became tummy al yidei coming in contact with mashkin that's tummy. Beis Hillel said that you are allowed to use such a cup. It's because of that one principle that Beis Shammai said Beis Shammai shita, Beis Hillel said Beis Hillel shita, and it's because of that Beis Shammai didn't say Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel didn't say Beis Shammai. What was Beis Shammai svara? I don't want you to be metame the cup. Beis Shammai l'shita, so you're not allowed to use a cup that's tummy. What was Beis Hillel Shita? I don't want the cup to be metame you. Beis Shammai's not worried about that. Because you can't use a cup that's tame. What are you worried? Do it this way because otherwise the cup will be metame you. If you can use a cup that's tame, that's a concern. But if you can't use a cup that's tame, that's not going to be a concern. And the opposite, the inverse is true according to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is afraid that the cup is going to be metame you. Why? Because Beis Hillel holds you're allowed to use a cup that's tame. That's why he says do it my way. Beis Hillel doesn't care about Beis Shammai's concern. What's Beis Shammai's concern? You might be metame of the cup. Beis Hillel doesn't have a problem with you being metame of the cup. Because so what? You'll be metame of the cup. So the cup will be tame. You're allowed to drink from a cup that's tame. Either way, so the Gemara says that's the hezber and the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Then Beis Hillel said another reason, a much simpler reason. You want to know why you're supposed to wash your tefillin tonight after you drink the glass of wine, not before the smorgasbord, right? You go to a wedding. So before the smorgasbord, you're going to wash your hands, and then later, you know, an hour later, after the chuppah, after everything, you're going to sit down. That's when you're going to eat bread. What happened to the Netilas Yadayim? You can't do that. Why? Because take it from the Netilas Yadayim Suda. Because what do you mean? You can't have a hefsik between the Netilas Yadayim and the Suda, and it's for that reason it's going to be an issue. My davar acha. Why Beis Hillel need two reasons? So Mar says very simple. This is what Beis Hillel told Beis Shammai. Lidat chudam ritu asal lishnamish beklich achayrov tmeim. According to you, that whole that it's asal to mishnamish for the keli. Because we need mishum nitzoytes. Afilo hachi adif the tegel tilas yadayim Suda. Beis Hillel told Beis Shammai, even if you're right, even if you want to make your hanocha Beis Shammai that you're not allowed to use such a cup and you're worried you're going to be metame the cup. At the end of the day, what I'm saying makes more sense because take it from Netilas Yadayim Suda, and according to you, there's going to be a lot of time from when you wash your hands until you actually eat the meal. According to me, it's happening, take it from Yad, literally, and it's for that reason what I'm saying makes sense. We're not done yet, not even close. Bishama Yoimrim, Mikaneyach. So the Mishnah then mentioned another machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which again, in the Mishnah seems very, very innocent. In the Gemara, it's clearly not. Beis Shammai says, Mikaneach Yodov, that if you have a handkerchief, a napkin of some sorts that you're using during the meal, so where do you put it? Where should you place it? So Beis Shammai said, Mikaneach Yodov ben Mappa, you should take the map and nichal ashulchan. You should leave it on the table. Beis Hillel says, no, don't put the map on the table. Rather, ala kesses. You should put it on the chair. So what exactly is the hezber and the machloikis? Not just the machloikis in terms of dinner etiquette. There's something much deeper that's going on over here. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbah, Beis Shammai says, Mekaneach yod ben mapa, u'menicha ala shulchan. He says, you should leave it on the shulchan. And he gave it a reason for it. Shema, toim ala kesses. Because if you're going to tell me that you're supposed to leave it on the chair, you know what I'm worried about? Gzeir Shem yitame mashkan shem mapa machsa kesses. How do I know the chair is not tome? The chair might be tome. The mapa might have some liquid on it. The chair that's tame will be metame the liquid. Tumas mashkin is going to be a rishon l'toma. Then you're going to wipe your hands. Your hands are now going to become a sheni l'toma. V'yachshu yitame, so you're dying. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Why do you need mashka on the mapa in order for this to be a concern? If you're worried that the chair might be tame, so don't put it on the chair, rather put it on the table. Why? Because maybe the chair will directly be metama the mappa. What do you need the mappa to be a little wet for? How are you sitting on a chair that's tame? You're not worried that you yourself are becoming tame? No. So the Gemara says, Rizal said the opposite. Allah kesses. No, you should put it rather on the chair. Don't put it on the table. Because if you're going to put it on the shulchan, a similar chash. Because we're concerned that there may be, again, a little bit of mashka on the mappa. The shulchan might be tame, says Bissel. The shulchan is going to be metama, the mashka that's on the mappa. Then you're going to use the mappa to wipe your hands. The mashka that when it became tame was originally tame because that's the chiddush of tumas mashkin. And then it's going to go ahead and it's going to be metama, not your hands. The food that's on the table. It's going to be the time of the food that's on the table. Someone says, one second. You're sitting on a table that's tamei. You're worried about where you put the napkin because you don't want the table to be the time of the food. I understand. Isn't the food on the table? So why are you worried that the table is going to be the time of the food? No. The napkin bothers me, says Basil. You know why? Because the napkin is a little wet. We're talking about a shulchan that was a sheni latoma. The ain't sheni oisa shlishi bechulin ayde mashkin. A sheni can only make something in chulin into a shlishi al yede mashkin. Because it would make the mashkin into a rishin, which would then make the food not into a shlishi. It would make it into a sheni. But regardless, so Beishamai says that I want you to put it on the table because I'm afraid that the chair might be tame. Beisul says, no, I want you to put it on the chair because I'm afraid that the table might be tame. So the Gemara says, first things first. What does that machlokes seem to be? Very similar to what the Gemara said in the previous Gemara. B'shamay holds you're not allowed to use a shulchan sheni. Why not? Because maybe eichle tshuma can use a shulchan sheni. And if the eichle tshuma uses a shulchan sheni, that's a big problem. Because truma shlishi would become tamei. So that could be initially. Sabri mutter l'shamish b'shulchan sheni. He holds it's mutter. Why? Because eichle tshuma's reason that you're going to make a gzera because of the kayanim. Kayanim has reason. You don't have to worry about the kayanim. The point is that says the Gemara, Shammai says you should put it on the table. He wasn't worried that the table will be metamit. Why not? Because you're not allowed to use a table that's a sheni latoma. What is he worried about? He's worried about the chair. No one says you're not allowed to sit on a chair that's tame. So the chair he was worried about, the table he wasn't worried about. Bissul was worried about the table also. Why was Bissul worried about the table also? Because he held you're allowed to use a table that's a tame. Then Bissul continued. He said, Davar achar, ein netilas yadayim l'chula min ha-toyra. That there's no netilas yadayim l'chula min ha-toyra. My davar achar, what did he mean? What does this mean? And what's this davar achar? So Gemara says like this. Hachi kamar du Bissul b'sham. Chite mir ma'ishan gabi yoichan l'chashinon. U'ma'ishan gabi dag l'chashinon. Meaning b'sham ha-shita actually. It's very reasonable in the sense that Beishamai holds, you're allowed to sit on a chair that's a sheni latoma. You're not allowed to eat on a table that's a sheni latoma. So you have a question, where to put the mappa? So obviously you put it on the table, you don't put it on the chair. The chair, you can run into problems. The chair might be tame. The table will never be tame. Okay. Beisul says, no, you're allowed to sit on a shulchan that's tame. Meaning the shulchan's not a problem. The shulchan could be a sheni latoma. So what should you do? You should put it on the keses. He didn't explain why you should put it on the keses. Maybe put it on the shulchan. The keses might also be tame. What's the difference between the keses and the shulchan? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the difference. You know, that's Beisul's davar achar. Beisul's davar achar is, if it's on the keses, what's going to become tame? You're afraid that the mappa has a little liquid on it, the chair will be metama the liquid, and then the liquid will be metama your hands. You're coming in contact with the mappa. The mappa is never going near the food. You're coming in contact with the mappa. If the mappa is on the shulchan, then the food might become tame. Tumas oichlin is more chomer than tumas adam as it relates to rishon, shenis, and shlishis. Why? Because ein atilas yadayim l'chulim in atayra. Because the whole concept of washing your hands before you eat chulin, tumas yadayim, which is in essence the chashash over here, your hands might touch the mashkin. That whole institution of Tumas Yedayim is a Derabanan Degi institution. Tumas Oichlin is not Midrabanan, it's Midairaisa. Now, this version of it is only Midrabanan, Tumas Mashkin. But Biyasoidoi, it's a Derisa Degi Inyan. So that's why Basil said, I would rather run into a Tumas Yedayim Degi problem, which doesn't have a Shoirish in the Torah, rather than run into a Tumas Oichlin Degi problem that does. Again, says the Gemara, Tavaracha, Enetilas Yedayim Lechulam in Atayim, my Tavaracha, Hachikam Lubisil Bisham, Chitim, and my Shagabi Oichlin Degi Hashin, my Shagabi Naim Delo, Ichashinon. Why am I worried about putting it on the shulchan because of the oichlan? Not worried about putting it on the chip because of the yadayim. I feel uhochi said ha adifa the ein atilas yadayim lechulam and atayra mutav she yitamu yadayim the leslu ikamidei raisa val yitamu oichlan the islahu ikamidei raisa. And we're going to stop here. Excel suggest two ha'aris as it relates to today's daf. So the daf was intense. The raid will be a lot lighter. So in the beginning of the sugya, before the Gemara took a left turn, the Gemara discussed a braisa, which discussed the very first of the many machloikises between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in our Mishnah. The first machloikis was, a Yid is making Kiddush. You mevarech al hayoyim tchilo, you mevarech al hayayin tchilo. Beis Shammai said, mevarech al hayoyim, v'achach mevarech al hayayin. Beis Hillel said, mevarech al hayayin, v'achachach mevarech al hayoyim. The Gemara brought a braisa, Beis Shammai gave two reasons why they held the way they held. Beis Hillel gave two reasons why they held the way they held. And then the Gemara said, V'alocha k'divir Beis Hillel. Fake the Gemara, alocha k'divir Beis Hillel. Everyone knows that alocha is like Beis Hillel. Danafka baskel. There was a baskel that already said that alocha is k'divir Beis Hillel. So the Gemara gave two terutzim. Iba yisayim, but one terut says maybe this price was before the baskel. Before the baskel, you don't know if alocha is like Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So that's why you need a price to tell me. Alocha ki Beis Hillel, if the alocha is like Beis Hillel. The Ibai is saying that the Gemara said, maybe it's going l'achar baskel for Rabbi Yeshua. The price is going according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds ein mashgichem bebaskel. Where do you find that Rabbi Yeshua held ein mashgichem bebaskel? So Rashi says, it's the Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia. The Gemara tells the dramatic story that we've gone through together so many times, where Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim were arguing regarding the Tanur Achnoi, and Rabbi Eliezer had a baskel say that the alocha is like him. Rabbi Yeshua was there, Rabbi Yeshua said, I'm not impressed. So you see, Rabbi Shua holds a mashkicha bebaskel. If he holds a mashkicha bebaskel, that would mean that the baskel that said Allah is like Beis Hillel is also not mashkicha. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, meichate said Allah is always like Beis Hillel. We have no basis for that. So you need a braisa to tell me that Allah is like Beis Hillel. Tosfos over here asks a famous kasha. Tosfos is in a few places in Tashas. And Tosfos says, Lachura, kasha hilchasa ahilchasa. Why? Because we pask in that Allah is always like Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai b'mokim Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. Tosfos brings from Amram Goyen in Sukkot Af Gimel Amar Aleph. There's six places where we pass like Beis Shammai. But other than the six exceptions to the rule, the halacha is always like Beis Hillel. Why? Based on the Gemara Erev and Yud Gimel Amid Beis, that the Gemara references right here in Brachos Nun Aleph Amid Beis, it was because of the Baskel. Yet in the sugya of the Tanur Achnoi, in that machloikis between Rebbe Lez and Rabbi Yeshua, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer was wrong. In fact, because of that Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer became Shamuti, and the halacha was never going to be like Rabbi Eliezer. That was a turning point in Jewish history. And Rabbi Eliezer walked out of that whole situation being the loser in terms of the halacha lemaisa. Rabbi Yeshua was the victor. If that's the case, freik tois v'skash hilchasa hilchasa. Are we mashgich b'maskel? Are we not mashgich b'maskel? Our Gemara seemed to put them together. And from the fact that we always pass like Beis Hillel is mashgich b'maskel. And then from the fact that the halacha was not like Rabbi Eliezer in the sugi of Tanur Achrei, it's mashma, then ain't mashkicha bebaskel. So Rabbi Eliezer had a baskel that supported him. And Tosfos says that you have to say that there's a nafkemina. There's a difference between this baskel, the halacha like Beis Hillel, and the baskel by the Tanur Achrei. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued, halalu oimer malacha kimayseinu, v'halalu oimer malacha kimayseinu. But the facts on the ground, says Tosfos, was that Beis Hillel was the roif. There were a lot more people that learned in Beis Hillel's yeshivas than learned in Beis Shammai's yeshivas. And by the way, it makes a lot of sense in light of the Avos Rav Nosson in the end of the second parak that we spoke out on Daf Chav Ches, that said that Beis Hillel used to teach Torah to everybody, and Beis Shammai said, oh, you had to be Toicha Gevar, you had to be a Chacham, you had to be a Gvir, you had to be a this, you had to be a that. Otherwise, they wouldn't teach you Torah. So you see clearly that, I mean, just based on their philosophies, it seems a lot easier to get into Beis Hillel's yeshiva than is to get Beis Shammai's yeshiva. Beis Hillel was the Roif, Beis Shammai was the Miat. When the Baskel is supporting the Roif, Mashkichem Baskel. In the Tanur Achnoi, there was a Baskel. But the Baskel was supporting Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer wasn't only arguing with Rabbi Yeshua. He was arguing with all the Chachamim. There, the Baskel was going connected to the Roif, Olamdis. Where the Baskel supports the Roif, Mashkichem Baskel. When the Baskel goes connected to the Roif, it's over there, Ein Mashkichem Baskel. Now, the truth is, we've spoken a lot over the years, Be'ezus Hashem, about the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and Mashkichem Baskel, and Ein Mashkichem Baskel. But the Ein Beis Medrash without one tremendous Chiddush that's worth speaking out this morning, and that is as follows. Let's learn the Gemara together. Eruv and Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Amar Ab Abba Amar Shmuel. Shalosh Shanim Nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. For 3 years, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argued. Halalu Oimrin. Beis Shammai said, Halacha Kimayseinu. Halalu Oimrin. Beis Hillel said, Halacha Kimayseinu. Yotza Baskel V'Amro. Elu V'Elu Divrei Lekim Chayimim. V'Halacha Kibeis. And then the Braisa says why the Halacha was like Beis Hillel. Two ha'aras on the Gemara. First, what does the Gemara mean that they were fighting halacha k'mayseinu v'halacha k'mayseinu? Anytime you have a machlokes, two people are arguing, I'm right, no, I'm right, no, I'm right, no, I'm right. When there's a machlokes, Rabbi Elazar Bishur, Rabbi Elazar thought he was right, Bishur thought he was right. Machlokes Abaye v'Rava, Abaye thought he was right, Rava thought he was right. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Rav thought he was right, Shmuel thought he was right. For 3 years, they argued about halacha k'mayseinu v'halacha k'mayseinu. Now, the machlokes Shammai Beis Hillel lasted more than 3 years. So what does this mean? For 3 years they were fighting, I'm right, you're right? I mean, first of all, every machloikus is I'm right. And why was it only for 3 years? Just pashup shot, just how do you understand the Gemara? But for oid, what does it mean, halacha kemaiseinu, halacha kemaiseinu? Everybody understands that there's something called kholei apsak. That just because I feel one way, and just because I might even be right, doesn't necessarily mean that halacha is going to be like me. For example, Torah is like b'shamayim. What it means in Shemayim, they got it wrong? No, there's kholei apsak. There's a thousand gedarim when it comes to kholei. There's svarim that have been written about kholei apsak. Yad Malachi, etc., etc. Chavis Yoras, truth is about it. There's so much on kholei apsak. So, mehecha teisi b'shamayim said, halacha kemaiseinu. That halacha is like us? I don't know, maybe just because you're right, or you think you're right, does that objectively mean that the halacha is like you? Basil said, halacha kemaiseinu. Why? Because you think you're right, that means the halacha is like you? I don't know. Let's go to the Supreme Court. Let's go to the Lishkas HaGozis. We'll go to the Bezen HaGadol. We'll figure out what the halacha is. But the Teretz is one kasha answers the other kasha. The machloikas b'shamayim and Basil was not, I think it's Pasha, and I found that the Teretz Chaim says this, was not, I'm right. Every machloikas has a subliminal idea of I'm right. Of course, yeah, if I say this way, I think I'm right. I'm not saying this way because I think you're right. I'm saying this way because I think I'm right. The machloikas was something else. They understood b'shamayim and Basil that if there's a machloikas of this magnitude, you have to be machriyat. We need klolei apsak. And they were arguing, goofing the klolei apsak. B'Shamai held Kloli Apsak, we're right. They Pasha were arguing on that Kufa. And Basil said, no, in Kloli Apsak, we're right. So what's going on over here? What was the Talian? What was the Shiloh? So to Teres Chaim on this Gemara in Erev and Yud Gim Lamed Beis. And I found it in the Gulyoin Ashas on Shabbos from Yosef Engel also. In the Sugi that the Gemara B'Shamai said at the end of the first parak of Masech Tis Yivam, so Dovin Nifla. That when it comes to Kloli Apsak, what's the rule? Achri Rabam Lahatos. Right, all the Dinam of Roiv that we have in Shas, in every Shver Sugi in Shas, is a muscle of the real Roiv. What's the real Roiv? You don't know what to do. You take a vote. You cast the vote. Guilty, innocent. That's how it works. You cast the vote. Achir Rabban Lahatis. You have a bezin shalchav gimel. 13 says chayim. He says bezin. 10 say not. He's gonna be chayim. That's how it works. In psak halacha, achir Rabban Lahatis. Yachir Rabban Lahatis. Grab. But the most basic din of roiv is achir Rabban Lahatis. Beis Hillel was the roiv. There were more people from Basil, like Taisva says. It was much easier to learn by Basil than it was to learn by Beis Shammai. The entrance exam was much simpler. However, the Gemara says in Mesechtes Yivam Mestafi Dalad Amar Aleph, that even though Basil was the Roiv, Beis Shammai was Mechadad Itvei, they were much sharper. Says the Teres Chaimer of Yosef Engel. You know what the Machloikis was between Beis Shammai and Basil? They understood the way you're going to be Machriya is with Roiv. But who's the Roiv? Beis Hillel said, Halacha Kimoiseinu, we're the Roiv. Do the math. Cast a vote. There's much more people that hold like us than hold like you. Beis Shammai said, it's true, you're the Roiv in Kamus. Quantitatively, you're the Roiv. But with the Roiv in Echus, qualitatively, you're going to compare your chevrot to, look at our yeshiva, we have all the mitzvayonim. We care much more than you. So as a result, even though it's true, you're more people. But at the end of the day, all the lamdonim are learning in our yeshiva. So I don't care if you're the Roiv of Klal Yisrael. We're the miut, but we also have a chashivus of Roiv. You know which Roiv we have? We have the Roiv of Echus, and that was the machloikis. The machloikis wasn't arm right arm. Every machloikis is arm right arm right. Of course, that's what a machloikis is. Halacha kemaiseinu. They were going into the kishkes of Gidrei Halacha. Beis Hillel said, based on Gidrei Apsak, it's us, because we're Roiv. Achir Rabim Lahatos. Beis Shammai says, you're not the Roiv, we're the Roiv. Because in Roiv, it's not Kamos, in Roiv, it's Echos. And if it's Roiv, it's Echos, that means that you're not right. It means that we're right. What did the Baskel say? The Baskel said, Eilu v'eilu divrei Kim Chaim, you're right. There's something called Roiv in Kamos, and there's something called Roiv in Echos. And there's a place for Kamos, and there's a place in Echos. But Halacha can never be so. You want to know what Halacha is? Halacha is like Beisil. They represent Roiv of Klal Yisrael. And at the end of the day, even if they're not such big lamdonim like you are, and even though, like the Gemara says there, Ayin Shom, Yevamos, Yodalanam, and Aleph, that Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, the greatest of Beisil, couldn't, to a certain degree, hold court together with the Chevra of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai was, they were much bigger lamdonim. They were Mechad Yifei, but it doesn't matter. That's not how it works in Halacha. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, with this idea, I think we can take this and drag it through Shas, and Sugis and Shas could start opening up for us. Number one, just to give you an idea of the Koyach HaPilpul of Rabbi Yosef Engel. He says, I'll give you an example. The Gemara says, if you have a door, a room, it has two doors. You don't have to put a mezuzah on both doors. So which door do you put the mezuzah on? The Pesach HaRogel. The one that you use more, that's the one that you put the mezuzah on. However, let's say you have three doors, or the Gemara's case is we have four doors, and one is Rogel. No, then you can't put it on the Pesach HaRogel. Then you have to put it on all four. What's the difference? If you have two doors, you put it on the Pesach that you use more often. If you have four doors, and you use one a lot more often than the others, you have to put them on all four. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, this is the Shailah. The Pesach HaRogel is the Rav HaIchus. Qualitatively, it's the most chashuv door as it relates to mezuzah, because that's the one you use the most. But you have three connected. You have Rav HaKamos. So if it's one against one, yeah, Ichus is of course going to win. But if it's one against three, then no. Then it's going to be the Rav HaKamos. I once heard from my father's Rav, Rav Yosef Ernster, the Rav in the Alexander Shtiebel in Borough Park. He said that with this Shaila, Hakira of Rav HaEchus, Rav HaKamos, maybe you could say Pshat in the famous Ran and then the Masechta Zuma. The Ran is discussing a Chayla Sheyesh by Sakana. So what's the halacha? Machila Noise Akalaka. You have a Chayla Sheyesh by Sakana. Nebuch, he's sick, he's going to die. He needs a piece of meat. It was Shabbos, this was the case. And you had two choices. If you want, can some give an abyssal nevela, or you can go shecht an animal and give him kosher meat. So what are you supposed to do? Do you give him the nevela, or do you shecht an animal and give him kosher meat? So it's a big tumult in the Ran. Said Rav Ernster, you know what the shaila maybe is? This is mamish the shaila. To shecht an animal so chomer, it's chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos is Mises Bezdin. Nevela is not Mises Bezdin. Nevela is only a chayv elavin. But you chayif al kol kezayis ve kezayis. So it's Rav HaEchus versus Rav HaKamos. Which one is it? Should you be Mechal Shabbos? It's only one meiser. But it's Rav HaEchus. Or no, maybe give him the nevela, which in Echos is not as bad. But in Kamas it's bad. Because in Kamas you're going to be chayif al kol kezayis ve kezayis. I was thinking maybe that's the oimik of Sinai va'oikaharim. Sinai va'oikaharim. Who's Adif? The Gemara says the Sinai is Adif. So you have two Chevra, Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes. They're both saying alumnus, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. They both seem to be saying good. Who do we paskin like? I don't know. Well, one's a Sinai, one's an Eikaharim. The Eikaharim was greater in Echos. The Sinai's greatness came from his Kamos. So it could be it's Reva Kamos versus Reva Echos. The same Baskel that was Machri, Aloch, Kedivir Beisil, because it's Reva Kamos over Reva Echos. Could be that's the reason for Sinai Eikaharim. Sinai Yadav. Abyssal Alderich HaPilpul. But I'll tell you one fascinating thing. That Rabbi Yitzchak Engel brings in that shtickle. It's a short piece in Golyani Hashas. And he just brings one interesting tshuva from the Tzemach Tzedek. Now, there were two Tzemach Tzedeks. There was the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, who lived in the early 1800s or mid 1800s. And then there was the Tzemach Tzedek, whose name was also Rabbi Nachum Mendel, but not Rabbi Nachum Mendel Schneerson, Rabbi Nachum Mendel Krachmal. He was the Rav in Niklasburg. He lived in the early 1600s. He was one of the Gedolei Yisrael during the Gzeiris Tachvatak. He was a Talmud of the Bach, which meant that he was a contemporary of the Bach's Edom Detaz and of the Taisus Yontif. He was one of the Gedolei Yisrael. He's quoted a lot by the Paiskim. We have some tshuvas from the Tzemach Tzedek, not a lot, but in Simon Beis, right in the beginning, Shaila Beis, the Tzemach Tzedek was asked a question by a kehila. So this was a kehila that they used to make decisions by casting votes. So all the members of the tax-paying members of the community would all have a vote, and anytime they had to make a decision, whatever it was, they would come forward and they would vote, and based on that, Vahiyayoyim, a few people got together and they said, I don't understand this. There are a few people that are paying a disproportionate amount of taxes. We're paying all this money. Every person that pays taxes gets an equal vote. L'chur, there should be a weighted system. Based on how much money you pay in, that should determine what level vote you had. And they decided that they were going to make a certain threshold. That unless you're paying X amount of dollars, you're going to have to show your tax returns, and unless you're paying X amount of dollars in taxes, so you're not going to be able to partake. That's what they decided. And they added to that, they said, actually makes a lot of sense. He said, because a lot of decisions we make are financial decisions. So l'chura, you would think the money, we're to appropriate money that we collect from taxes should be determined by the people that are paying it. Why is a person that's not paying taxes telling me where my tax, the hard-earned taxpayer dollars should go? Right, that was essentially what was going on. And there was a debate, and they weren't sure what to do. And anyways, they ended up bringing the Shaila to Rabbi Nachum Mendel Krachmel, the of Bezdin of Niklasburg, and they said, I quote, Yoreinu Moireinu Hadin Immi. What should we do? And he says, Toshit, beautiful. He says like this, it's true. The Gvirim are paying more taxes than the Urma. And as a result, based on that, Lohem Mishpat HaBechayr, it makes sense. But that's only quantitatively. Qualitatively, he said, the people that don't have the money that the Gvirim have, the little bit that they're contributing to the city is more choshev than what the Gvirim are giving. Because it's much harder for an Arman to take the little bit that he has and siphon off a drop than it is for the Gvir, although in dollars and cents he's giving more, for him to give what he gives. And he said, the truth is, Chazal said this already. Chazal said in Hilchas Karbonos, Echad Hamarba, Vechad Hamamit, Ubavachi Chavim Libel Hashemayim. And Chazal said even more than that. They said that the only one of the Karbonos where it says Nefesh is by the Oni, because the Oni gives his Nefesh. What does it mean he gives his Nefesh? He's being Moisa Nefesh to give the little bit that he has. He takes a little from what he has and he gives it. It's more Chashev in terms of Be'echos qualitatively what it is he's doing. So said, Reb Krachmal, said the Tzemach Tzedek. So you're coming here with a taina that you're the majority. You're coming here with a taina that you're the roiv. You're only the roiv in kamus. You're not the roiv in echos. And being that you're not the roiv in echos, so this becomes a shail of kamus and echos. He says that's pshat in the Gemara. He says it always bothered him. The Gemara says echad hamarba ve'echad hamamid. In that Gemara, then the end of Menachos, where the Gemara talks about the carbon of the ani, echad hamarba ve'echad hamamid. The gevir brings his groisa ox, and the ani comes with a little flower. And echad hamarba ve'echad hamamid ubavachi chabadim l'shamayim. He says the Gemara doesn't say hamamit ke hamarba. It's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says echad hamarba ve'echad hamamid. That's a funny lashon. He says, you know why? Because hamamit ke hamarba would suggest that they're the same. They're not the same. How can you say it's the same? You gave $18, you gave $18,000. How could you say that they're the same? It's not the same. Echad hamarba ve'echad hamamid means they're both chashiva. You're a marba, you have your chashivas. Your chashivas is your roiv hakamus. I have my chashivas. I'm the roiv ha'echos. And he told him, you have absolutely no right to do that. Either way, there's some more interesting things in the tshuva. I'm starting it again. I will stop.